We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikol Chaim. We're up to the ninth chapter on Hayud Aleph. Seder Krichat Achutim. How do we wrap the strings around the tzitzit? V'aminigim hashonim b'mispar krichot yadua. Everyone knows the different customs as to how many wrappings you do between the knots. V'aikar shelifnei atanat tzitzit baveged. The main thing you have to know is that before you put the tzitzis in the garment, yomal b'fiv, a person should say orally. He should say, Hareini muchan latid tzitziot elu ba'alba kanfot ha-beged. I am prepared to put these strings in the four corners of the garment, in this, the four corners of this garment, kanfot ha-beged hazeh, l'shem mitzvat tzitzit, for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'kavana zot ma'akevet. And this intent is imperative. If one does not have this intent, then he has to start from scratch. If a person has to have intent, I'm doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Halacha Yud Beis. Im nifsak echad mishmona chutei tzitzit, if one of the eight strings got cut, harei hu kasher, it's still kosher. Ela shechachmei chassidut ikpidu, but wise men of chassidut, they were careful, shelo yechsar af lo chut echad, mishloshim mishnayim chutei tzitzit, that not even one of the strings should get cut, should be missing from its length. Minyan lev. That's the gematria of Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis is 32. Lev. Ve'im nifsiku shnei chutin mitoch hashmona, but if two strings got cut, two of the eight, meaning you have a kosher tzitzis. And then one of the strings at the end, where they hang down, one got cut, still kosher. If two get cut, rabu chilukei adinim, so then there are different details, different laws, lefi haminagim shenagu b'sha takshira, and it depends partially on how you tied it. Were you careful that you always had two sides of the strings on two sides of the knot, or not? So go to a rabbi and ask. It depends on too many details. If you have strings of tzitzis that got torn, those that are careful with mitzvot have the custom to bury them, to put them in gniza. And whoever is extra stringent may have blessing, but technically one can throw them out. These are tashmishei mitzvah, as we were learning in the Rif on Megillah. And therefore, nizrakin, technically they can be thrown out. Some people have the custom to use them as bookmarks. Okay, yeshokach.